Congratulations to the Fuzzball Nation. That's one of you, if you listen to the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels, because we're brilliant, lovable fuzzballs, for making it through a solar storm of monumentous magnitude. We experienced, I believe, around six different solar flares that hit the Earth. Many people were expecting doom, gloom, apocalyptic behavior amongst all of nature, but more than likely what you really felt was disorientation, fatigue, depression. Maybe you just didn't want to do anything. Maybe nothing inspires you. I know that's what I've been going through. And we also are now finished, completely finished, with Mercury in retrograde. So Mercury in retrograde is all about misconnections when it comes to communication, not signing any kind of agreements, not getting into any sort of contracts. You send an email, it's not received. Somebody sends you an email, it's not received. Somebody says something to you and you misinterpret it and get angry, or vice versa. So it's like a big game of telephone and we're all screwed. Well, that's over. The shadow period, which extends 2 weeks essentially prior to and 2 weeks after the main event of Mercury in retrograde, is now officially over. So let's hope any kind of misconceptions are thrown out the window and we all get back to normal. Let's go. So if you're a coffee drinker like I am, you are in for some good news. Turns out that if you drink coffee, you are going to more than likely prevent dementia and something else I can't pronounce, scarpinia, whatever the hell that is. You know what? In fact, this is what we'll do. What is scarpinia? We'll do this live. A musculoskeletal disease in which muscle mass, strength, and performance are significantly compromised by age. Let me tell you something about this. I drink a lot of coffee, and let me tell you, I ain't able to work out in the way I used to about 5 years ago, and even more so about 20 years ago. So I have to use less weights, more reps, despite of my astronomical coffee intake. The study was done in Nature Metabolism and found that trigonelline is a precursor to NAD+. Which is nicotinamide, adenine dinucleotide levels, and mitochondrial dysfunction. So, I didn't even know if I could get through that. So, basically, what they found out, if you drink 3 to 5 cups of coffee per day in midlife, it was associated with a 65% lower risk of developing dementia or Alzheimer's in old age. So, keep swigging that coffee. This is amazing stuff. I mean, you can hear a lot or read a lot of people about a lot of people. I can't get the words out that have experienced, heightened awareness. I mean, any kind of upper. So you're talking about any kind of caffeine, any kind of mushroom supplement that you might be taking. You work better. I mean, you can even make an argument for cocaine. Just look at Zelensky in the Ukraine. Look how efficient he is once he takes a few toots in the morning to get his day going. But that's important because it fights back against all of that. Then you can go down the road of heavy metals and injections and all that being in your brain, which you need to detox from in order to get better when it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's. If you're taking a statin, there's also a few studies out there that since statins reduce the way that vitamin D is transported around the body, e.g. through cholesterol, then you could also be at a higher risk of Alzheimer's and brain dysfunction later on. I mean, why wouldn't Big Pharma want you to take pills like that? So very good news. Drop everything. Start swigging coffee. And the more you do, the better. It actually says that people that drink decaf are experiencing zero benefits from the coffee. And in this study, they want you to drink more caffeine. So good for you in that regard. They also did a study from the UK. This came out around the same time. Nature Mental Health. And they found out that, oddly enough, if you eat shit, then your brain doesn't work as efficiently. And they did a study between people that eat a lot of vegetables, fruits, and proteins, but lower starches. Then they've got a vegetarian diet, which is, oh, I'm a vegan. I need to only eat lemongrass and mushrooms. Then you've got another type, unhealthy diet, which is the basic American diet, fast food and so on. And then a healthy diet of basically mixing everything together. So you've got starches, you've got meat, you've got vegetables, you've got peanuts and all the rest. They found out that not only is the worst diet the typical American diet, but guess what? Mental health is almost as bad in the vegetarian diet. Now you understand why Democrats act the way that they do, because they're all vegan. They're all vegetarian. Oh, well, I'm mostly vegetarian. Oh, I can only eat vegan. You remember those stories about all the college protests where the protesters were demanding sustenance from the college universities, and also they demanded vegan meals, a nice vegan meal. Well, this is what's involved with that. They have mental health symptoms such as anxiety, depression, self-harm, and psychosis. Ooh, psychosis. We heard about that a couple of weeks ago, too. People developing psychosis after they were injected with all of those gene therapy prophylactics. The best diet for anybody, oddly enough, is the most balanced diet, which is when you include everything, whether that's meat, chicken, fish, name any other type of game, vegetables, and so on. I mean, oddly enough, the best thing you could do for yourself is to eat as though you were eating in the same way as your parents back in the 50s or 60s. That's apparently the best thing you could do. They want you to eat a lot of fatty fish. That helps mental health. Extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil. You need that. But here's something else that's interesting, too, and old Chris Michaels does enjoy this. Spices. The more spices, the better, especially cayenne pepper and huevos. Just one egg per week is associated with slower memory decline. I mean, I eat plenty of eggs all the time. So what's the worst? Oddly enough, saturated fats, sugar, and processed meat like bologna and olive loaf. So that's what you really need to do. You need to eat properly. Stop being stupid about what you're eating. Not that difficult to comprehend. Oh, I just like to have McDonald's. McDonald's? Why? Why would you eat McDonald's ever? I mean, it's just the worst thing for you. You should never, ever, ever eat McDonald's or anything close to it. And speaking of eating shit, we find out that, well, RFK Jr. was involved with, or he let loose with, that he had a checkered past when it comes to sexuality, getting involved in all kinds of nefarious orgies and so on and so forth. But he also had a brain worm. Maybe somebody planted it in him. You never know these days. But this brain worm, I'm desperately looking for it. I had it all weekend, and now I can't find it anywhere. Damn me to try and pronounce the worm, too. But, well, I'll just try to sum it up. The worm, as we're told, is only found, or the way you can contract this worm, is in human feces. So what was RFK Jr. doing with all of that? How much ass did he have to kiss to get that kind of worm or to get in the position that he's currently in? I mean, and this leads us to the Libertarian National Convention at the end of the month. And why are they inviting people like Donald Trump, RFK Jr., Vivek Ramaswamy? We find out that we have Vivek Ramaswamy's staff members supporting people that are not aligned to Donald Trump. They're aligned to RFK. We find out that Rand Paul staff members are also doing the same. And they are sabotaging Trump's efforts. Now, what are the odds of that happening? The next thing you have to consider is, why is the Libertarian Party in the first place inviting RFK there? I mean, is there a group that needs any kind of cash? So any kind of notoriety would improve the odds of the Libertarian Party getting on the map? Maybe, but can you really support somebody like RFK that said, oh, we need gender affirming care, until he looked at the polls 4 months ago and then quickly changed his mind? I mean, kids should grow up. Kids should be kids. And then he comes out and he says it's up to women to determine whether or not they want to have an abortion at 9 months. Okay, at what point do you have to accept responsibility for the actions of getting knocked up? RFK is all about it. I wouldn't be surprised if RFK is also pretty sure that he is perfectly fine with post-birth abortions. In other words, infanticide. So the libertarians want somebody like this, or the text, the tweet that I brought up, I don't know how many times, where RFK Jr. was out there saying that the COVID lockdowns shouldn't stop until we push through Green New Deal agendas. I mean, this does not sound like somebody that supports the Constitution and would prefer to rule over his country with the Constitution at the forefront. It doesn't sound like anything like a libertarian would support. So I suspect that there is a schism going on in the Libertarian Party, because why else would they do that? It seems as though that the Libertarian Party is going through some soul-searching activity, just like the judge in Donald Trump's trial, Judge Merchan, and his hideous daughter and stupid family members. They should go through some genuine soul-searching and get out of the way. They are beyond corrupt. Trump was over in New Jersey, gave a big-time rally, and of course the mainstream media didn't want anything to do with it. Fox News, for what it's worth, decided to actually broadcast the rally. Surprise, surprise. I guess they realized that most of their viewers actually want Trump, despite the Fox board's intentions on sabotaging Trump, so they decided to do it to get the ratings. Well, it turns out that New Jersey Democrat Congresswoman Mickey Sherrill, who told President Trump to go back to court in New York City, well, she is tied to none other than Judge Merchan's daughter, Lauren Merchan, because she hired Lauren Merchan as a consultant with her firm, Authentic Campaigns. So when Judge Merchan is saying that he is unbiased as the day is long, I have nothing to hide, my family does not impact my judgment, I'm a judge, I ruled law, I am, for, you know, on and on. The guy is clearly biased. He's beyond biased. He shouldn't be anywhere near a gavel. He shouldn't be anywhere near Trump. This is somebody that should recuse himself immediately, and the courts that oversee the unbiasedness of a judge should also see to it that Judge Merchan is drummed out of existence and kicked out of the bar for even proceeding with this kind of nonsense. But here we are. And over the last 9 months, according to Laura Loomer, Mickey Sherrill has paid the daughter of Judge Merchan, you'll love this, $216,000, actually $216,793.98. And this is just what? This isn't impact the judge's ability to rule over a case like this. It doesn't do anything of the sort, because Judge Merchan is completely independent of his daughter's lifestyle. I mean, she can go into any direction she wants as for a career, but it won't impact me. Bullshit. Of course it impacts him. Of course he's biased. Of course, as a Democrat donor, the judge wants to see Trump behind bars because he has Trump derangement syndrome, just like the rest of his disgusting, reprehensible family. The guy shouldn't be there. Why did the guy even allow Stormy Daniels to show up in the case to begin with? She added nothing. The only thing that they brought out of her was salacious activity, was very descriptive encounters that she had with Donald Trump, which does what when it comes to essentially whether or not a contract was filed correctly on an income tax return or a tax return or whatever. That's what the whole case is about. Why is Stormy Daniels over there? But this is a little story about that trollop that not many people know about her. She revealed that she has spoken to the dead and that a ghost had once held her boyfriend underwater in a bathtub. She also said that she lived in a haunted house, only to discover later that the spirit haunting it was actually a large possum. Aha. Okay, so this is the person that is going to seal Trump. This is the person that's going to make sure that Trump is thrown behind bars. This is a pivotal witness to the whole thing, because now we have the God's honest truth about Miss Daniels. I mean, now, for what it's worth, Miss Daniels, and I suspect Michael Avenetti too, they're part of the Nixium cult. Why do I say that? And I brought it up many times. If you go look up Stormy Daniels, you can find pictures of her. Go to Google Images. You got to refine the search dates. You can see pictures of her in her bikini. And on her hip is a little branded mark. In other words, she got burned like a piece of cattle. The brand is strikingly similar to the Nixium cult, which is the same cult that's based in New York that got broken apart due to illegally bundling campaign donations to Hillary Clinton. So once you're in a cult, you experience, or you think you experience, metaphysical objects. You somehow believe that you are interacting with the other realms, the etheric realms. So this may be something along those lines, that she thinks that she is now able to see and able to perform it. But the thing is, too, that you have to realize is that once you're in a cult, they're probably going to give you all kinds of wonderful drugs. You hear countless stories of all of these porn stars and honey traps that are involved with high-profile people from all walks of life. Doctors, lawyers, politicians, entertainers, where they have access to any and all kinds of drugs you can possibly think of, including drugs that you've never heard of. Hello, adrenochrome. But could this actually be something along those lines? The girl was so knocked up on drugs that she, I don't know, she could be thinking that she's seeing ghosts interacting with demons and so on and so forth. Or is she telling the truth? Because Fox News has reported that the Vatican was preparing guidelines for apparitions and other supernatural phenomena. Wow, we. Now, here's a little tidbit for you. You can't become a priest in the Roman Catholic Church unless you are an exorcist aficionado. That's right. You have to learn how to perform exorcisms if you want to be a priest in the Roman Catholic Church. So there is something to this. The Holy See Press Office announced the upcoming document will be published on Wednesday, May 17th. What day is that? It's Friday, sorry. With a live-streamed press conference featuring the prefect for the dicastery? I've never heard of that. For the doctrine of the faith, Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez. And he said that they are in the process of finalizing the whole thing. So what are they doing? What are they doing? They're saying an apparition refers to an instance in which a divine entity makes itself known to a person on earth. So it's seeing, Mary, or you're seeing Christ or whatever. The concept is a recurring theme in the Bible, and most Christian denominations affirm the belief that such brushes with the supernatural can occur. And despite all that, the Roman Catholic Church urges extreme prudence. Now, why are they doing something like this? I mean, you've got the Vatican out there that has its own observatory. The Vatican knows about something, right? Because why would they have the Vatican Library with miles and miles and miles of records all locked up and not allowing anyone to see it? What do they know? How are they interacting? Maybe this could involve something with CERN. Maybe it also involves the side effects of psychosis and hallucinations that we read about under the auspices of a gene therapy prophylactic injection ravaging your system. Or it could be something else. Maybe we are now experiencing the massive energetic shift that so many people believe that we are now going through. I've got some good and bad news for you, right? If you believe in the occult side of things, there, this massive Earth shift probably is not going to occur anytime soon. I mean, you've got thousands of years to go in this present cycle. Now, there are cycles within cycles, so more than likely we are experiencing a mini cycle, not a huge cycle. You know, there are cycles within cycles that need to happen in order for the massive progression that a lot of people want. Good and bad, right? So we're still going to go through something. But this is, if the Vatican is saying this, right? If the Vicar of Christ on earth is saying this, then we should be expecting something. Maybe the veil is thinning. Maybe the power elites are actually doing something with CERN. Maybe there's something up there going on in the electromagnetic field of the earth where potentially vibrations and beings interacting with other beings on higher planes with higher vibrations that we're not consciously aware of are suddenly going to be able to appear. That would imply that the basic human population is in fact gaining awareness, is in fact vibrating at a higher level, which also means that they are now able to interact from a place with a higher purpose involved, because they now see greater things. They now see not into the future, but you get what I'm getting at here, right? Not to be redundant. They're preparing you for something. They're preparing you for something, especially with the advent of AI all over the place. Artificial intelligence. I keep bringing up Jordy Rose and Kindred AI from 2017, where he sits there and says it. You can find it on YouTube. Well, artificial intelligence, it's really supposed to be a medium for interacting with beings on different dimensions. Really? Is that true? Because if it is, why would anybody want artificial intelligence anywhere near them? Never mind in their body or on their iPhone, like the new iPhone update for, what is it, iOS 18, is supposed to have. They're basically trying to get into a contract with ChatGPT, the notoriously liberal-leaning ChatGPT. Why would you want that? Are they trying to hijack the narrative through beings or through your phone, through your access to information? And is that artificial intelligence actually a medium for other beings on other dimensional planes that would like to interact with lower frequency beings such as the human? You can see how dangerous that is to us. Who's controlling that information? Are they nefarious? Are they beneficial? And so on. That's what we need to be aware of. It is now a time, like no other, to hone your gift of discernment. That's going to be it. Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. Until tomorrow, everybody, remember, you are a beautiful, lovable fuzzball. And also, remember to drink a lot of effing coffee. Until tomorrow.